You're listening to the audio production of Kierkegaard, A Lone Single Life by Stephen Backhouse, published by Zondervan and read by Tom Parks. For Norman and Vela. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. Preface. Once upon a time, my colleague Lincoln Harvey asked me for a book on the life and thought of Søren Kierkegaard he could read on holiday. I gave him what I had on the shelf. Upon his return, Harvey, an Anglican priest, teacher, and theologian of considerable insight, confessed he had not been able to get through the first chapter. The Kierkegaard he met seemed dense, distant, and unappealing. I knew then that if a disciple of Karl Barth and minister in the established Church of England had thought Kierkegaard was irrelevant to him, then something indeed had gone spectacularly wrong. This was the spur for this book. Lincoln is not alone. It is not just theologians who find the influence of Kierkegaard hovering behind much of their work, only to find the life and thought of the man himself hard to get to know. Journalists, philosophers, artists, novelists, musicians, psychologists, pastors, politicians, playwrights, therapists, anthropologists, filmmakers, culture critics, historians, and teachers, or anyone affected by these professions, also occasionally stumble across this strange 19th-century Danish name, pronounced Søren Kierkegaard, and wonder what's up. To make matters more confusing, Kierkegaard's influence seems